chilling, guys. I got this. Here we go. We're coming at you like a pit bull with a mitt full. We got the meat, and that's no bull. Shooting saws on ribs is what men do. We like meat. And no tofu. With me and Jop, never gets dull. My grill so big, it's like a ship's hull. We at the grill, smoking up a rack. People come and say, it's like crack. So when you see the grilling guys rig, hit the brakes, it's gonna be big. So check us out, have no doubt. Grilling guys are here to make the crowd shout. Stick around and put down the rake. Fire up your grill, no need to bake. Bring a party and we'll bring the smoke. You're gonna eat so much you might choke. So here's how it goes, and everyone knows. You're gonna listen to the Grilling Guys Show.
Woo! That was Barbecue Bob. When he's not out working, he's writing rap songs. Welcome back, everybody. You're in the second hour of the Grilling Rap Guys. That was awesome, Bob. I think that's a new feature for us. You got to write one of those every week now, man. That was kind of cool. Good
I
for
had
you.
Snoop write that for me.
Did you? Yeah, all right. Snoop Chili Dog?
I traded him for some ribs.
Did you? Yeah, wow. If you're just tuning in, you're listening to the Grilling Guys each and every Saturday morning on 107.3 WBBL. We are out to make your grilling experience the best it can be. Fire up that grill. Get out there. It's going to be a little bit rainy. Put on a low and slow recipe. Set it going and feed your family some dinner tonight off your grill. Because I tell you what, it's a great day. It's a spring, and we're in Michigan. We got a big hour ahead of us, including that wrap. Rob Russell's going to be calling in. Bob's going to talk a little bit about some deals he found out at D&W in Cascade with regard to meat and some vegetables. We're going to have a guy named Tim Hansel on with Bear Paw Products, a nice little gadget that we both use. Domain, Barry, and Sellers are going to be calling in. We're going to actually have in the studio our Name the Pig winner, Sean Hickey, this hour.
Yeah.
So we're a busy, busy hour. But right now, we're going to shoot up to Rockford and talk to Floyd from Herman's Boy. Floyd, you out there?
Yes, I'm out here.
Hey, good morning, Floyd. How are you today?
Great. It's a good day for grilling.
Man, I tell you, it sure is. I had the pleasure of stopping by earlier this week up to Herman's Boy. It's up in Rockford, Michigan, just north of Grand Rapids. And tell us a little bit about your operation up there, Floyd.
Well, we started a store in downtown Rockford in 1979. And then over the years, we picked up other businesses for one reason or another. Were unable to continue, and rather than see them leave this Western Michigan, we picked up the inventories and the supplies and added it to our business. The oldest part of our business is the Coffee Ranch, which started in 1901 in downtown Grand Rapids, and we roast coffee here, and that's probably the biggest part of the business.
Okay.
And we have a bakery and a deli. We bake bagels and rolls and pecan rolls on this morning. So we have people that just came in from Detroit and have their pecan roll and buy their supply of coffee and are going back.
Yeah.
So we've become a little bit of a destination.
Excellent. And if you're looking for that destination, the address is 220 Old Northland Drive in Rockford. Phone number is 866-2900 if you're trying to find them. And you can find them online at hermansboy.com. I'm actually looking at your website right now, Floyd, and I see that you've got a outdoor cook section here. Tell us a little bit about that.
Well, the outdoor cook started in 1996 by John Rummery and his brother-in-law, and it was one of those businesses that by itself was a little bit difficult. So we purchased it and kept it going, and we kind of concentrated on the Big Green Egg, and we've become the largest dealer of Big Green Eggs in the state of Michigan, and we've become addicted to outdoor grilling. And my son Brian has classes. And he has a two-hour class, and then the people eat the goodies that have been prepared, and it's been going very well.
Great.
We've been very, very successful on businesses coming in, and instead of taking people out to dinner, they come for a two-hour class and seems to have gone over quite well.
Well, that's kind of cool, Floyd. You're actually teaching barbecue up there in Rockford, and we're interested in that. I see that you're a lumped charcoal fan. Those of you that when Floyd mentioned the Big Green Egg, that's a Kamado grill. There's a lot of those out there on the market. Big Green Egg is probably one of the best ones, and he's sounds like a big dealer up there. Now you do some smoked meats too, don't you?
Pardon? I'm sorry.
You do actually make some smoked meats and jerkies that you sell, don't you?
Oh yes, we have a smokehouse which we also got from the outdoor cook operation, and we make our own jerkies. We do both turkey jerkies and beef jerkies, and that probably will expand into some more exotic jerkies. And we have our own ham. We do a smoked turkey breast. All the meats that are smoked and done in our are served in our deli. And we have our own bakery. All of them that are smoked, we do in our own smokehouse. But we can't, even with a commercial smokehouse, we can't develop the flavors that we can on a Big Green Egg. We do pulled pork as much as 400 pounds a week, and we do it all on the Big Green Egg. So,
that's fantastic. Floyd,
I'm a real fan.
Yeah, it was. You gave me a sample of that when I was up there. And speaking of samples, one of the things I think you're doing unique is that you're making your own seasonings up there. You're grinding them. You're combining them. But what is the special ingredient? You gave me three bottles of what you called your Java Jolt. Tell us a little bit about your seasonings, because you know what? I tried some of it last night on some pork steaks, and it was fantastic. But tell us a little bit about that.
Well, Brian, my son, worked some 5 years over with developing seasonings that would be compatible to the fresh roasted coffees that we do. Since we roast coffee almost every single day of the year, we always have a fresh roasted coffee bean. And so an old chef's secret in some steakhouses was always to use some real fine ground coffee with a blend of seasonings. And we developed one for beef and one for pork and poultry and one for seafood. And they're really going over well. And it's unique. All the products that we sell here are using the seasonings that Brian has developed. And we give something a little unique, and you can, if you'll come in and have a pulled pork on a onion bagel, it's been done with the seasonings that Brian has developed.
Fantastic. If you're just tuning in, you're listening to 107.3 WBBL-FM. It's the Grilling Guys each and every Saturday morning. We're talking to Floyd, who's actually Herman's Boy of Herman's Boy Incorporated up in Rockford at 220 Old Northland Drive. Got a lot of really cool stuff up there in their shop. They teach grilling classes. Last thing before we leave here, Floyd, you got a little deal going on called the Grillapalooza. Tell me a little bit about that, and then we'll wrap it up.
Well, on May 14th, we will be having an open house here, and we've done it. This will be, I think, the sixth year. We call it Grillapalooza. We have our grills going. We have some wood-fired pizza ovens that we sell, demonstrating those, and the people can come in and sample. We have a bunch of friends that are daily coffee drinkers here that have antique cars, and they've said they're going to pull them in here. We'll have some other things, maybe some music going on. But on May 14th, everyone is welcome, and we don't have any charges. And they can sample some of the different products that we have, including the seasonings you talked about.
Great. Great. Well, Floyd, thanks so much for your time, and thanks for taking the time out of your busy Saturday morning to call us here at the Grilling Guys. If you get a chance, everybody, get out there. 220 Northland Drive, just north of Grand Rapids. It's called Herman's Boy. You're going to love the place when you walk in. There's a lot of different things. Floyd, thanks so much for your time.
Thank you, and you guys are great.
All right, thanks. That was Floyd from Herman's Boy up there in Rockford, Michigan. But kind of cool store. Got a little bit of everything. I tried some of their seasonings that's unique to them mixed with the coffee. It's a great thing.
So one of the things I learn in these classes more and more is how critical meat temp is.
Okay.
And if you're using a digital thermometer, you're good. If you still have an analog, if you have a dial on your meat thermometer, time to recycle, baby.
Okay.
There are some excellent digital thermometers and Rob Russell, who's online right now, he has a really sweet one. I think his is like this thermopen. I found online a super fast thermopen for $93.
Okay.
If you just think about all the money you spend in meat, if you're not getting your meat temperature right, if you're overcooking it especially, which a lot of people are guilty of, especially on the grill, because they think for some reason because it's on the grill they got to have a safety factor. No, heat is heat, and meat has to be at the right temperature. If you pull it off, it's going to raise 5 degrees.
Right.
So you want an absolute accurate temperature, and we're going to talk to Rob about a little bit of that right now because he puts it on that Raging Cajun Bacon Explosion! Rob Russell.
Hey, what's going on?
Hey, we're just talking about these digital thermopens, and I was really impressed with your digital. It was much nicer than the one I've been using. Trying to tell people how critical it is that you get that meat temperature really accurate.
Yeah, the worst part is, you know, like my wife, she thinks everything has to be, like, done and overdone, and she doesn't want to get toxidiosis or limber neck, but...
You know, we'll talk about that off air, Rob.
It's like, it's crazy because you can ruin so many pieces of meat. I mean, it's okay to be safe. I mean, pork's 160, chicken's 160. I get that. You turn it to, you cook it to 155, bring it out, set it, let it rest for a little bit, it raises 5 degrees, but... You know, don't take it to 175 or 180 thinking that it's going to make you safer because you're just ruining it.
You're drying it out.
That's right. You're drying it out. And, it's, you know, you take a nice pork loin, you take it past 155 very much, and you just ruined it. So.
Now, what's the brand of thermometer you were using, that little yellow one? That was pretty sweet.
You know, that's HVAC. It's designed kind of after a thermopen. Thermopen's a really good one, but it's like... $110, and most people don't need to have a $110 thermometer. You know, you can get that. You can get a nice digital thermometer for, you know, invest a little bit of money, get it to $20-$30. I mean, if you're really a tightwad, you can spend $12 and get one. But I'd get away from the old dial type because you got to calibrate them, and they're, you know, you never know whether they're right or not, and it's hard to read. So,
yeah, especially if it says high, medium, low.
Yeah. Yeah, and I'm not much into those forks. You see those forks with the thermometers
right.
on them?
Right, because then you're punching it too much.
Yeah, just, you know, don't ever poke a piece of meat until you think it's done. I mean, you can almost push it with your finger and tell whether it's done.
You know, you could apply that rule to a lot of things. You know,
right.
don't ever poke it till you think it's done because, you know, you're going to make it angry. And you don't want to do that.
Yeah, crappie.
Hey, you know, it's good that you're back with us. We missed you the last couple weeks. But you got a recipe for us today, Rob?
Yeah. You know, that the bacon explosion, I went down there to Louisiana, and those guys down there are like crazy. They'd never seen a bacon explosion. So I show them this bacon explosion. They just go crazy over it. So then they want to do, Stevie C wants to do a Cajun Raging Bacon Explosion. So we just kind of made it into their version, the food that they like to eat, which is crawfish is huge. Shrimp is huge down there. So we took a bacon explosion, which, you know, it's the bacon weave, and then we put Italian sausage on it, and we put... We took a little bit of crawfish and a little bit of shrimp and put in there with some cream cheese and some onions and peppers, and it was to die for. And it's exactly what those Cajuns like down there. We did add a little bit of Cajun spice to it, too.
Well, we threw something in the ones down in Quincy the other night. What was it, cheese?
Yeah, we threw a little bit of cheese in there. I mean, anything you can think of, whatever you like, you know, your favorite stuff you can throw in there. And it all comes out pretty dang good.
All right, dude. Well, listen, we gotta shove off for now. I will see you, I think, sometime week after next. And appreciate you calling in. And say hi to everybody out there in Topeka.
Okay, guys. You have a good weekend.
That was Rob Russell from Ace of Hearts Specialty Barbecue Products in Kansas City, Missouri. Rob is a regular on the show. We call him our favorite cowboy. This is the Grillin' Guys on WBBL 107.3.
The Grillin' Guys on 107.3 WBBL FM.